This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's leader vows to continue the bloody campaign to eliminate Hamas as the war reaches 100 days, the longest conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As Israeli forces continue pounding Hamas targets in the south, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military will restore security and no one can stop them. In Tel Aviv, families of the hostages rally. Jimmy Miller's cousin is still held captive, along with her two young sons.
Is it possible to make something to freedom?
In the Gaza Strip, displaced Palestinians like Ahmed Abdel Khaled decry the deaths, destruction, and hunger. Government tallies say nearly 24,000 people in the Gaza Strip have been killed, while Israel lost 790 civilians in the Hamas attack on October 7th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli cabinet ministers on Sunday began what is expected to be a marathon session on approving an amended 2024 budget to account for a sharp rise in spending to finance the country's war with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. The war has shaken government finances, requiring budget changes and additional spending. Denmark's King Frederick X ascended the throne on Sunday, succeeding his mother, Queen Margrethe II, who formally abdicated after 52 years as monarch, with big crowds gathered in the capital to witness history. In close to freezing temperatures, tens of thousands of people converged on the capital to witness events, including Frederick appearing on a castle balcony and kissing his Australian-born wife, Mary, who is now queen.